Blog Talk Radio.
The cars are lions. Shall break every chain. The conquering lion. Shall break every chain. Shalom. Peace, Brother Dewa, you on? Hold on, everyone. Let me see if I can get them on. Hold on just a sec.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, it said unmuted.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was muted. Okay, is Brother Drew coming in?
No, sir. Uh-uh.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, we'll start back where we left off last week. I'll bring you up to snuff. The number 12, we was doing the ancient numbering system. That was the original numbering system of Yahwehism before anything got changed. This is the numbering system that we was given so we wouldn't forget where we come from, and we came from the 19th galaxy. and we was put here on earth for a certain reason, for us to never to forget. We had a numbering system that was binding, that everything was based on, mathematically speaking. So when we go back into this, we have to look at a word called reconstruction. And the definition of reconstruction is what's make over, when somebody makes you over. And the part of this word reconstruction is, I used to hear John Wiley Price always say, you Negroes need to go study the history of reconstruction. Well, I already had known that history and had studied it a long time, and I used to laugh and say he's absolutely right, because all the prim and proper Negroes that I met, they didn't know nothing about reconstruction, the history of reconstruction. Reconstruction is the process by which the southern states, after the Civil War, was reorganized, and their relationship with the national government was established. This period was done between 1865 and to 1877. And I call it the two eras of the four greatest people that we know of color, that we know, that was what we could call them seers, or we could call them prophets. The Bible will say, tell you a prophet. A prophet, according to the Bible, is someone who predicts something at a certain period of time, and then it come into existence. Now, it might take several years or thousands of years to come into existence, because it took 4,445 years for the African Americans to come into existence from the time that it was spoken about in the days of Abraham. Now, this word reconstruction is very important word in this language when you study etymology in the dictionary. I was raised on my first book was dictionary at 3 years old. That's where you need to start all your children, in the dictionary of this language that we speak. If you can get a Noah Webster dictionary, that's the best. There was a lot of them around when I was a kid, but they are very expensive right now, because by that same token, they don't want you to know 30 of what I have already been taught long time ago, when we was doomed ignorant and you had a nigga doctor's degree. In 1877, you had two great black men. One said that you should have Christianity and be in the ways of the white man, and the other one said that Christianity and voting was the future of the black man, the American Negro, is the way he put it, the future of the American Negro in America was doom and gloom behind Christianity and voting. And the reason he said this at that time, because black people had their own political party at that time, and when they had that, they was very prosperous. But when it was did away with by the Dixiecrat, which you call the Democratic Party, when it was done away with and the blacks in the South had to do what the old master started saying again, then a man named Booker T. Washington wrote a book called The Future of the American Negro. And at that time period, Du Bois, who the two greats at that time period, was saying that all of this teaching opposite of what he was saying, completely opposite if you know the history. They was great debaters against each other. Du Bois taught that you should go to this white man's school, act like this white man, because he was half white. and be like this white man and in every way possible imitate him to get along with him. Booker T. Washington was teaching that we needed to be sharecroppers, farmers, and all of this till the land, because that's where wealth was. Well, the definition of wealth is not diamonds and gold and pearl and silver. The definition of wealth is land. But she was absolutely right. So we can see back in that day and time where Du Bois was teaching one way, and then here Booker T saw it another one. And when he saw it the other way, is that he knew that he wrote a book called The Future of the African American, how bad it would be at this time period. And we can go in that book and read it and see what he said about this book, like I did. I've been at this book a long time. I just realized what I got. Of what had happened to us in this short period of time from 1865 to 1877. That ain't very long. That's about 10, 11, 12 years. The number 12 is complete. That's what we stopped off on, the number 12, meaning that it was complete. I hadn't did them numbers on this, but now we see that from 1865 to that is 12 years. Number 12 is perfect. And he was perfect when he said that we needed to go into sharecropper, give us land and certain rights that he was fighting for versus what Du Bois said. Now, that was then. Now, we go to 1932 when the Nation of Islam was first started, and the teaching and what old man Elijah Muhammad was saying to the black person, come out of her, my people, form your own nation, because you can be a nation within a nation here, and we need our own nation. We all need to come out of Christianity and come with me, the Nation of Islam. That's what he was teaching, and he was telling you about this period. Then in 1950 came a man named Martin Luther King, and by 1960 he had got powerful, and he was telling you, be a Christian. He had a vision of little white children and black children holding hands with each other. So we can see that you didn't believe what Elijah Muhammad told you back here in 1932 when he wrote How to Eat to Live, that he said in three generations, which would take you 33 years, would take you up to 1993 would be, we can go into the stats of 1993. He said if you kept on eating pork, you were going to be dying like flies. You're going to have all kinds of health conditions that you didn't have then that you have now as we speak in 2016. But you sure enough had them three generations. So we know that what that man said about that, that wasn't a lie. We know that he didn't see little white children and black children holding hands. He didn't see that. He didn't see that. He said, separate yourself. He went back into the Bible where it says, come out of her, my people. Separate yourself. Proverbs 3, verse 31 says, envy not your oppressor, choose none of his ways. Get away from the white man. Get away from his teaching. Get away from his name. Get away from everything that was associated with him, because he was up under a curse for bringing you over here. But you elected to stay with him. Told you that if you stay with him, you look like Sodom and Gomorrah. That's in 32. Well, in 2016, you see what you look like with a black president that says it's all right for you to be Eros, Phalo, Agape, and Stogate, all four loves. When they already, white folks done already had a fighting and a war over this teaching, which is called the Apostle Creed teaching, versus the Nicene Creed and the Tertullian Creed. They didn't believe in that. Then the Bible don't believe in that either. But you can see where the Nicene Creed is the Baptist teaching and the Apostle Creed, they bigger than the Nicene Creed churches, because those churches is the Episcopalian Church, the Presbyterian Church, your Methodist Church, and your Catholic Church. They believe in the Apostle Creed. They outnumber the people. So in 2016, what Elijah Muhammad told you, how your children would look, well, ain't they looking like that? You don't see nobody in the Nation of Islam sagging. You don't see the women showing their ass. You don't see the men. They still dressed up in them suits. I have a problem with them in suits, but I see they coming out and getting into other attire in this, that's associated with their culture, which is the African, the dashiki, which was our history back in that time. Everybody was wearing dashikis in that day and time and period. That was our, well, it's always been the people of color have always liked colors, especially over here in the Western Hemisphere, which you ain't come from Africa. Your ass came from over here. Your people mixed their seed with the African and the white man. But you over here, you come from the indigenous people over here, and that's Olmec and the Creek Nation and the Algonquin Nation. Those three nations of people over here mixed their seed. So the people over here that's back in that day and period of time that have offsprings right now, your bloodline starts over here. It doesn't start with Ham, Shem, and Japheth. Ham, Shem, and Japheth's children raped your grandmother and had babies by you. And that's what is called a half-breed. And we know this for a fact right now. With us knowing this for a fact, that this word reconstruction is a very important word as we speak right now, meaning that in order for you to understand this knowledge that we're talking to now, you had to reconstruct your mind, your way of thinking. You had to go into another way of thinking. You couldn't stay a Christian. Just like Booker T said, Christianity was the worst thing in the world. And boom. But a black man, I find that very interesting. That man said that, and Du Bois said it wasn't. Well, hell, me and you can go read that book, and we know for a fact the niggas been voting and asking and begging white folks to quit doing racism on us peacefully. It was after 1970 when they integrated the school system, integrated the places of business, public places of business in America. It's when they became integrated, it's when you could go to the polls and vote halfway, not unless you lived in one of them small towns, you could go vote without a white man not being scared of a white man, not voting to who he told you to vote for in the Democratic Party. That's just yesterday that you was able to do this. So you voting ain't got a damn thing to do with none of the people's rights that you got now. And see, one thing that you don't understand about white daddy, the three words that he fooled you with, is nothing but an idea that don't even fucking exist. And that's God, freedom, and people's rights. Those three words is just a goddamn idea. Ain't now one of them exists in no society as we speak on earth, because every society on earth is a government society. The definition of government means freedom means to be free from government rule. Well, you ain't got no damn freedom because you got government rule all over the world. And all the governments in the world is either, all the governments in the world is a caste form of government. I don't give a damn what form of government it is. It's a caste form of government which come out of Hinduism, which was Shem's people that give you God. That's where God got started, in 4000 B.C., with Hinduism, with the Indians, with Shem's people. That's how that shit got started. So if you are waking up and have knowledge, you will know this shit. You ain't nobody have to tell you that, but it's in your DNA, so you're waking up. It's the people that's waking up. So when we go back and study the ancient numbering system and teach what was taught in the days of old, then we have a better understanding. As spooky as the knowledge might seem to you, what is written out there is the truth about the 19th planet, the Anunnaki, the Reptilian, the Zanzimulum, Nephilim, and many different cultures they call jinns, they call spirits, they call souls, they call everything but the correct thing. The correct thing is a mind, because that's what you was first, it was a mind, but other minds came into existence as we speak here on Earth, because this planet here was invaded by another planet and mixed their seed with the Anunnaki, so that changed the mind. You're a half-breed. You believe what has been taught to you. And if you go back into your Bible and read, pull out some of the codes where it says that the whole world would worship the beast at a certain time period. This is the seventh great empire. This is the last empire. This empire was built and came into existence of power quicker than any empire. The other six empires came into existence. This empire came into existence quicker in the Western Hemisphere, because this is the place where you get your ass judged by Amanya. This is the last where all the gods is gathered over here now. Every god that came from the east to the west, his ass is gathering right now. It's time to judge their ass and pull out our people versus they people. It ain't nothing but a mind. It's a mind. What mind that do you have? Can you bring your mind up to where it's been? But the mind had to be explained to you what was the mind. So we have a numbering system that we have to go back and remember. You of the perpendicular line, and we speak it up under what is the knowledge of the compass and the square. Square is what you are standing up. If you stand up, you are a L, E-L. You see that in Judaism, they'll tell you L is God, meaning that you God. And your body makes an L when you standing up. That's an L. When you land down, you're vertical, you horizontal, and when you're standing up, you're vertical. You can't lay down without putting your head down last. And for you to rise, your head got to come up first. So it's very important to understand the cipher is what it's called in esoteric, not which we are talking about. The white man called this sign and symbol a zero, an alt, a circle, an O. Got many different names in this language that we speak. But it is a cipher, C-I-P-H-E-R. Which means it's 360 degrees. This cipher is made by a compass. These are hermetic geometrical tools of instruments of navigation. You can't navigate without the compass and the square. You don't know no longitude, latitude, or none of that stuff until you use, you have to use these instruments. They call in different languages, different thing, but in this language, it's called compass and square. When you take the compass, and the compass represents the point. You see a point on a compass is a very, very keen point, which is a deadly instrument. You can use that as a weapon, and it is a deadly instrument because the knowledge of the compass tell you that the keener the point, the keener the knowledge is, meaning that this is the 13th number in the cycle, which represents Amun-Yah, you perfect with her. And where you see that, that point is centered 180 degrees, it's the cross of the two perpendicular lines that you can make inside the square. Everything is airtight, can't nothing get in, can't nothing get out. Meaning that the knowledge that Amun-Yah gave you, you can't get in, can't get out, but something happened to you. Because when she first talking to you, she's talking to the side as a 10. That's Amun-Yah's number. I'm going back over what we had rehearsed last week. That's the number 10. The number 10 is when Amun-Yah is talking to the perpendicular line. She's making you all of her knowledge that's in her mind of what to do when you get down here is in you. If you put this on top of your head, this makes you a living perpendicular line, which is the number 9, meaning that the 9 do not change, meaning that whatever she put in your head, it doesn't change when you come to earth. You come into earth, and on earth, you're going to meet a beast man, which would be known as mankind. His number would be 6. And the reason that his number is 6, when the 9 number is on the left side and the 6th cipher is on the right side, meaning that that's the wrong side of Yah is right-handed, right anything. That ain't right. Right is on the left side, not the right side. You become a beast man. But the only way that you can come to earth and be born into earth's atmosphere is Yah had to flip you upside down so you can come through the black hole. And when you get here, you have to be born head first, feet last. Meaning the head would always get up first. Came here with your head first. Meaning that the cycle came through first. That's your head. When the cycle came through first, they had to bust you across your ass to start your lungs to pump air. Your air pumps is your lungs. You have 2 of them. And your system is what? You have 9 systems in the body called the endocrine system. 9 of those systems. You made perfect up under these numbering systems. It don't vary from what everything is. And when you get here, you have the teaching and the learning of the beast man, which is mankind. And the number 7 is perfect. The number 8 is when Amenyah and Abenyah together, that's the only number that has 720 degrees, 72 and 9, meaning it don't change. Meaning that at 7 years old, if you were taught this numbering system at 7 years old by the people that teaches this knowledge, you would be perfect on earth. You would never change. And the number 9, meaning that you would never change with number 10, meaning what you started off as. And that's why number 10 is Yah number alone, Y-A-H, feminine. The number 11 means that you'll be one-on-one with her. You are one-on-one with her and the Father. You obey the commandments, and they made you, the number 12 is complete. Now, that's where we stopped off at last week, as being complete. Now, that is, if you was taught correctly, you will be complete with whichever damn way that you taught. If you taught the Christian, you be a Christian. If you taught Islam, you be a Muslim. If you had wrong teaching, this is going to hardly stick, most likely stick with you at 12 years old. It was hard for you to change after 12 years old. Your dietary laws and all of that, it was included. The number 13 is a new beginning. You either have a new beginning or immediate death, meaning that if you was complete with Yah's teaching, you would have a new beginning. Or you would have immediate death. Now, this number 13. Time that your number add up to the number 12, you are 39 years old. 12 from 39 is 27 years. 7 and 2 is 9. This is your second chance. 7 years, the number 7, if you've been eating pork, breaking your dietary laws for you to get clean. But after 39 years, when you hit 40 years old, the next time that your number add up to 9, you are 48 years. Let's see, 45 years old. So if you 45 years old and you didn't clean up your dietary laws, you're going to have issues. An old African god called issues. That's in Nephi. You're going to have issues. You're going to have type 2 diabetes. You're going to have all kinds of issues. Type 2 diabetes, heart problem, obese. Because, see, you become obese because if you go back into Leviticus, 11th chapter of Leviticus, it tells you point blank that if you break the laws of the beast, you will become a beast of the field. And when you get a certain generation, and we at this generation, the 18th generation, it would be obesity. That's why you see obesity. America is the most obese nation of people on the planet. Well, this, your Bible says it's forbidden because you done broke the laws of the beast. And you in the X, Y, and millennium generation of people. As we speak, I'm a baby boomer. My mama is a wall baby. Our children, X, Y, and millennium. This is 18th generation after slavery. So you can see where the time said it be like Sodom and Gomorrah. So it's like Sodom and Gomorrah. People would be obese. It's obese. If you go back in the history of Jezebel and Sodom and Gomorrah, have you noticed for the last 2 or 3 years that the X, Y, millennium generation of people got all kinds of color of hair, purple, green, blue? And well, that was a way of life at one time. These ways of life come back into existence after 2016 years because how do it progress? It progresses through the generations of people up under the numbering system. The number 14, 1 and 4 is 5. That means a straight power. You have power if you start changing your ways of 15 is 6 of man and beast. So you had a choice. And this is at 10 years old. This is what's so killing about it. You don't know a damn thing about this at 15 years old because I didn't. I'm just learning this. I learned it at a young age, but I'm just understanding what it means because it takes some time for this knowledge to kick in because of the generation I come from. But the X, Y, millennium generation of people, they the ones that got the bloodline, they know it quicker than what when Brother Drew and I came into the knowledge of what we know. You'll learn it ways. Well, like I give you an example, all of Brother Drew's children, I know they know now. I don't know if they teaching their children this, but I see one every day that I taught. I see her every day, and she tell me she teaching the kids. And I'm looking at the kids, and the kids is acting out the knowledge because if you teach them correctly the knowledge and you know the knowledge, well, the old folks that's looking at the babies know if it's baby's child of Yahwehism or the teacher. You can look at the child's skin. You can look at the child when what he eat. And like I got some grandbabies, they ain't fit to eat no meat. None whatsoever. They ain't gonna eat meat, nothing that looked like it got meat cooked in it. You ain't gonna put they rather starve to death. And they'll tell you that. They'll tell you that because their father's a Canaanite. And they go out there and visit, they tell them point blank. And these grandbabies ain't now one of them 11 years old. And so I know what the teaching is if you teach on this. But you had a 27 years grace period to learn this knowledge. Within that grace period, that knowledge, because at 22 years old, I started picking up on the knowledge when I got in the service and started getting conscious of what Big Mama and Grandpa and them had taught me. I still was in a subconscious stage of that knowledge. See, knowledge comes in 12 steps, 12 stages. And you have 12 degrees that you graduate from in each one of those knowledge. Everything is on the 12 to be complete. And if you notice that you have 144,000 capillary system in your blood system, well, 1 and 4 and 4 is 9. It don't change. You have on your cipher, which is your head, you got 2 eyes, 2 ears, 2 nose, and a mouth. That's 7 cipher that you got. The number 7 is perfect. So your head is perfectly made. See, everything is on the numbering system. You can't get away from it. See, and if you kept all the laws. When you got 16 years old, you would be perfect. 18, 1 and 7 is 8 with Armanyan, the 19. And when you get the number 19 is 1 and 9 is 10, you back to Yah's number. You perfect. 19 years, you are a completed 12 steps, 12 levels, 12 degrees with the teaching of Armanyan at 19 years old. This is why a long time ago they said, tell you that a female is grown at 18, but a male is grown at 21 years old, meaning 2 years, 19, 20, meaning 2 years after the female is grown, a man is grown. Now, why y'all never did question that? And at 18, 1 and 8 is what? 9. Meaning it ain't going to never change. This, right. Meaning that this female, yes, ma'am. Meaning that this female ain't going to change. She grown at 18 years old. If you're a male, you ain't grown till you're 21.
Right.
But she's going.
Hey, brother, why was you letting you know me?
Huh?
Oh, I was just letting you know I'm on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, see, at 18, this female is grown, Brother Drew. Now, let's look at the body. The head, the neck, the head is 360 degrees on a male. The head is 360 degrees on a female. The neck is 90 degrees on a male. The neck is 90 degrees on a female. The trunk is 360 degrees on a male. Trunk is 360 degrees on a female. Your feelers, which is your two hands and two legs, equal to 360 degrees. 90 degrees, 90 degrees, 90 degrees on both legs. That body equals to 1,170 degrees. 1 and 1 and 7 is 9, meaning that the male body and the female body don't change up to the feelers. Now, when you get below the trunk, the male has 90 degrees. That's his penis. 90 on to 1,170 degrees would make him 1,260 degrees. 1, 2, and 6 is 9. 9 don't change. So the male ain't going to change. Now, when we get below the trunk of a female, she is 450 degrees. She got a womb. And it ain't 360 degrees. It's an oblong circle. It's 450 degrees, making her 1,620 degrees. 1, 6, and 2 is 9. And I find that very interesting because it ain't nothing but 1, 2, 6, 0, 1, 6, 2, 0. Same numbers turned around. This is what makes the female more powerful than the male. It's because she can and you can't. As Big Mama say, she can produce life and your ass can't. But you say that you in charge and you, the male say he's this and that, but that teaching came with Beast Man's teaching because it didn't come with Armanyan's teaching. Brother Drew, that ain't the way Armanyan teach. Armanyan teaches that the female is number one, male number two, and number three is your offspring. Number three is your Holy Trinity. And you made out of the four elements, and you become the fifth element with Yah, and your number is five, not six, because you are made out of four elements, and you're the fifth element. But when you got here, somebody changed your knowledge and mind of who Yah was. This numbering system of the number 19, which I know the nation has been playing with it for many years, but they don't explain it like the Yah man explained it. We break this number right on down to like what it's supposed to be broken down to. And once you can understand that system, there's no system in your body that don't run up underneath the numbering system of 7, 12, or 9. Everything in your body going to equal to that. Why it equal to that was for one thing, for to let you know that you came from the 19th galaxy. The galaxy where 1 and 9 is 10, that's Yah's galaxy. That's where you come from. This is the 12th galaxy, which the number 12 is complete. But you on the 9th planet in the 12th galaxy with 12 planets floating around in it. You on the 9th one, which was called Athara, and white folks called it Earth. The original name in the original language would be Athara. And then somebody renamed it, timed it, and go through the history of the name all the way up until it got to Earth. That's the same way I tell him, Brother Drew, is I asked the preacher Wednesday night, what was heaven and hell called? What did white folks call heaven and hell before they called it heaven and hell? And what was it originally called? And I want to know in a chronological order what it was and what year did Valhalla, what it started off at, become heaven and hell. And when we study like that, Brother Drew, and ask that question and have documentation for our conversation, then we open up a can of whoop ass on these goddamn people that say they know. Point blank. Because Valhalla and Hades was what it was first called. Then they called it Avalon and Hades. And Avalon was ruled by the goddess, Brother Drew. It was ruled by the goddess. Avalon was ruled by the goddess in this history. And Hades was the devil. And then, look at here what came. Olympia came, which was the god. And if you died on the battlefield or died in the Olympia Games, as we just seen, you went straight to Olympia, where it was streets of gold and you got pavement and all the stuff that you believe in that's in heaven, but it was called Olympia, and it was called Hades. Now, in 1523, it became heaven and hell after the Hellenistic people of who you call Greeks, but their real name is the people of hell. And the Ayus changed their name to Greeks. So what you call a Greek is actually people of hell. Now, that's when we studied history and go, lao, lao, as y'all say, slowly on a nigga's ass. Then we open up a can of whoop ass on it, and documentation be all bullshit conversation, Brother Drew. That's been our motto ever since we started. So when we break down this knowledge according to Yahweh, as we studied this knowledge down, this is what you see in the numbering system. This is the old numbering system. Reconstruction, Brother Drew, is what we got to have right now. You got to reconstruct your mind. You got to know what the definition of reconstruction is. And a movement in America in Judaism, considering Judaism as a religious civilization and favoring those institutions and customs that was meaning to the Jews from all backgrounds and denomination, they came up with a word called restructurism. Ism is the study of what the fuck that you done been reconstructed out of. So that's why the Jews don't send their children to no Goheen school system. They tell you that in the protocol, which we are coming out of the protocol with the numbering system and coming straight down with the protocol, because right now the most two important books is the protocol, the future of the American Negro. And you go online and get that book, Brother Drew, The Future of the American Negro by Booker T. Washington. It ain't for $7.
Okay.
So why is $7? Go on that line, because me and Cole going to do a seminar on that book of what Booker T. versus Du Bois, as I broke it down a while ago. Booker, I don't know if you heard me. Back in, the Reconstruction was from 1865 to 1877. Booker T. Washington wrote a book called The Future of the Negro. Now, in that book, he says that Christianity and voting in a political party, the Dixiecrat political party, the future of the American Negro was slim and none. Well, we know that Du Bois and him didn't do nothing but to debate. Du Bois see, act like going to the white world. We know that was a damn lie. We know in 1932, the Nation of Islam, up under the leadership of Elijah Muhammad, came into existence. He told you that if you eat pork, what you were going to happen to you after three generations, that's 93, how you going to be dying like five. Look at your stats. Elijah Muhammad told you to come out of her, my people. We can be a nation like the Amish people. We need to come out of white folks. Envy not your oppressor, choose none his ways. What the Bible say right here in Deuteronomy 5:5 chapter, if somebody helps you a slave, when you get out of slavery, don't go in their ways, don't marry their people. And after so many years, if you did it, they said it would look like Sodom and Gomorrah if you went in. Here is Martin Luther King, the Christian, saying that he saw little white children and black children holding hands. Go, let's go hold hands with the white man. Let's integrate into her where we can see which one that we said was a lie and which one we said was the truth. But at 2016, goddammit, we can see that what Elijah Muhammad and Booker T. Washington said was the truth, and we followed Du Bois and Martin Luther King and got fucked royally. A raw, this is what you call a raw fucking, without the goddamn grease for your ass, believing in Christianity, that some God going to help you, and not believing in your goddamn self, the teaching of the Nation of Islam. So you can't tell me, because of the goddamn teaching of Martin Luther King, which is that of a Christian, I'm looking at your goddamn children, and I'm looking at the Nation of Islam children. I'm looking at your goddamn women, and I'm looking at the women of the Nation of Islam, and I'm looking at this goddamn Christian woman. And what I see over here is what was supposed to be, and what I see over here is what the goddamn Booker T. said was going to happen to your monkey-looking ass if you followed Christianity. And I find it very interesting, Brother Drew, when we go back into the days of Sodom and Gomorrah and the days of Jezebel and that history, guess what was happening during that day, Brother Drew? Something that's been going on for the last 2 or 3 years. Have you noticed? You with me, Brother Drew?
Yeah, I noticed that too, Brother
Walker. They wore color in their hair. They had purple hair, blue hair, green hair, pink hair, orange hair. Well, what the fuck do you see now? I saw an ignorant ass, big collard green eating ass woman down there 60 years old with purple goddamn hair, and she thought she was pretty, looking like a zip goddamn fool. I started to ask her what tribe was she from. I never seen a nigga with purple hair. I'm trying to find out what goddamn tribe you come from. And all of this was a way of life back in the days of Jezebel and Sodom and Gomorrah. So you can see where history repeats its goddamn self. And you can see where Elijah Muhammad and Booker T. Washington told the truth. And if you want to get technical with me, I'll go into Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter of Jeremiah in your Bible, and Deuteronomy, the 13th chapter in your Bible, say, when a prophet prophesies something, it ain't a prophecy till it come into existence. Well, I know that Elijah Muhammad was a prophet, and Booker T. Washington was the first prophet in the black community after Reconstruction of a nigger, him coming off the plantation. We can say that for a fact in 2016, with documentation beats bullshit-ass conversation. And you can take and see which one that we fell for, the okey-doke, and the difference in the teaching. I find it simply amazing, Brother Drew. And from 1865 to 1877 is 7 years. The number seven is on the number seven, perfect. When Booker T. spotted that shit 7 years, he said the future of the African, the American Negro was going to be slim and numb if they was voting with the white folks. See, they had disbanded the political party at that point in 1877. The Dixiecrat white folks had disbanded the political party. Well, Booker T. saw that the black man was started losing power when they disbanded it, and you became part of a white man's party, like you are now. You got no damn voice. Later on, when we read protocol, it tell you that God, freedom, and people's rights ain't nothing but an idea that don't exist. And so we can see that by reading the protocol of the Learned Elders of Zion, studying with them people right there, smartest people in the world. When you study with them, shit, you become a genius of what's going on. And so when we look at all of this, Brother Drew, this is where we got to have our own protocol, which is an order, and our own. And so by us going back, being first black investigators and not fat, black, and ignorant, we FBIs and headhunters and hunting that head and reading with understanding, then we find what I found, because I found this through reading and teaching of the old people that I was around. So until next week, Brother Drew, I will say Shema Yehavada, Yah, Avinya Ika, Kamadi Yah, Kabbalah Rag, Yap Yah.